So, you're here at the very beginning, the start of it all, the genesis, sort of. This isn't actually the first episode of this show. This is episode zero, not episode one. I hope you know the difference in terms of numbers, which is kind of weird considering, well, if it was episode one, you'd think it was episode one. I mean, just since this is how it's all started out. But it's episode zero because I will be introducing everything you need to know about this audio drama podcast. So I hope that explains a little bit of the confusion or not. Anyway, hello, welcome to the Elephas Hour. I am Zachary Williams, the creator and host of this audio drama podcast. I am so glad you're here. Very, very glad. Well, welcome. I do wonder what brought you here. How did you get here? How did any of us get here? But let me start by talking a little bit about me so you can get to know me better and I can get to know you, even though I can't see you or hear you, in which case you're probably just going to get to know me. That was weird. Anyway, I am Zachary Williams, as I just said. I am an unofficial audio dramatist. I am a writer of, I want to say unofficial voice actor as well. I am also somewhat of a movie aficionado, though I don't want to. I'm kind of a aficionado of three things in general: movies, music, and zoos. My taste in movies ranges from The Lord of the Rings to, I would say, Ray, a 2004 biopic of Ray Charles. It's a good movie if you haven't seen it. I'm also a music aficionado, as I said. My taste ranges from mostly in movie soundtracks. And I am also a zoo aficionado. I like going to zoos. And that's the cue for the PETA to tag me right there. I like visiting zoos because I like animals. And I think, since I don't really have the funds to go to Africa or Asia or anywhere else, zoos are the closest thing I have to, you know, seeing these animals behave, well, quote, naturally. I say naturally, but do they really behave naturally in zoos? That's another conversation we'll probably have for another time, and probably a subject I'll get into in an audio drama, in a future audio drama, possibly. So yeah, three aficionados of that sort of thing. Now you can go use it for trivia. Yay. Anyway, about audio dramas, about me and audio dramas, about my connection to audio dramas. I grew up listening to audio dramas at a young age. My mother would put them in our car CD player, and usually that's what we'd listen to. They were mostly of the biblical variety. I can't necessarily think of any shout-outs right now, but they made a very big impression on me in almost every way, I think. Just the fact that people act these stories out, but you don't actually see them, like on a TV screen or a movie screen, and you could still be transported in the story. And they had a pretty big effect on me on being stories that, well, I was interested in and I liked hearing, but they were stories just told through audio. And that kind of gave me the inspiration to come up with a term that I call, I don't know if it's used now, but I call it oral cinema. I call it oral cinema because in many ways I think an audio drama is kind of positioned in the same way like a movie. I mean, there's an actual script that is read by actors or just one actor, and that's a point I'll get to later, but it's all through audio. You hear it, you hear the sound effects playing, you hear your sound effects that draw you into the landscape that the writer or director is trying to portray, and that creates images in your mind as to what's supposed to be happening. The sound effects, the music, it draws you into the story. And of course, all those variables could potentially, if one fails to transport you to that level, then the drama as a whole kind of fails, I think, a little bit. All those elements have to work together. And that's my basic description of what an audio drama is. So with that described, I feel like I should talk about the show. This is an audio drama podcast, an emphasis on the audio drama. It's not going to be so much a actual podcast with me talking, which is probably a saving grace for people who are tired of my voice right about now. The runtime is will usually be about an hour long, or if not more, or if just a little shorter, but the majority of it will have the resonance of an audio drama. And the goal, hopefully, is to have a new episode every 3 weeks. Now, a word about these dramas. Every single episode is not going to be like it's in a series. I mean, sometimes it may be a part of a series or a two-part, three-part thing, but hopefully each episode will be different. A different story, a different drama, every 3 weeks. And I am, in fact, serious when I say that. And of course you're probably thinking, well, was he serious before? What was this? But I am serious. Very, very serious. These stories, you'll never know what you're going to get every 3 weeks. These stories can range from adaptations of familiar stories, stories you might think you might know or do know, to just original content that I'll write. Like I said, you're not going to know it. You're not going to know what you're going to get every 3 weeks. The topics and tone of each story might range from serious to lightheartedness. I don't know. You never know. Just use your own discretion. Use your audible discretion. Ask your parents. Ask your wife. Ask your husbands. Ask your third cousins. But don't think this is just going to be like a stodgy, serious sort of podcast. Well, just the speaking part. But the dramas themselves will be fairly entertaining, I hope. But let me just mention this. They will be entertaining, but one of the things I hope that you glean from each story is that they be thought-provoking, that they provide conversations. That's something that I hope each drama provides. In fact, you can start talking now. What is this person? What is this Zachary Williams? He says he's an audio dramatist. He's making an audio drama podcast. He's probably got like 100 other actors to do it for him and whatnot. Well, here's a little answer to that question. I'm the only actor who is acting in these audio dramas. I write them. I produce them. I act as all the characters, be they male or female. I create the sound design and the music. Everything you hear in each drama and the intro and outro of these podcasts is going to be all me, unless I decide to have a guest on this show, which I guess is possible. The first podcast will be released October 15th and continue, hopefully, every 3 weeks from then. So if you decide to stick around for every 3 weeks, thank you in advance. And if you do, feel free to rate these stories, to review these stories, / podcast. This is kind of confusing. Do that. Subscribe. Share in the links, which I believe you can find. I don't know where they are at the moment, but if you find them, please, please share. And be on the lookout for updates from this podcast. Thank you for joining me. This is probably a very, very weird episode zero, but thank you. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to see you again soon with the first episode and the many, many more that will come. I'm Zachary Williams, and you have been listening to episode zero of The Eliphas Hour. See you later.